News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a one-day summit is taking place today which brings house builders, property developers and policymakers together for discussions on how the delivery of homes can be accelerated. And Michael O'Flynn, Chairman and CEO of the O'Flynn Group, is one of the speakers and he joins us this morning. Michael, good morning to you. I know one of the questions that's going to be asked today is housing. Can we get it right? But let's start from the negative, I suppose, because, you know, a lot of people think we're not getting it right. Where are we going wrong?
Well, that's a very big question. We're going wrong because for a number of years now, we haven't been facing up to the targets that are needed. We have been in complete denial as regards what is needed in this country. At least the new Taoiseach recently set out a number that I would consider to be a minimum over the next 5 years of 250,000 units. So to answer your question, we've been going wrong because we haven't faced up to what realistic
target. So we've aimed too low. This is the 33,000 per year that the Housing for All has as a target. That's too low. So Simon Harris is that the 250,000 over 5 years, the 50,000, that's more in line with what we need. And a lot of people would agree with you. So how do we deliver it? Because I spoke to the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, last week. He said we sort of started from zero and it has taken time to build up to these kinds of numbers.
Well, no, we didn't start from zero. That's the first comment. The reality is we have been aiming at numbers, which is fine in the Housing for All policy. And I want to acknowledge what has been done on the various incentive schemes that have been put in place, which have been critical in people buying a home. The first home scheme, the Help to Buy, all of those are absolutely critical. But the reality is, given the population figures and the census has been known for some considerable time, we haven't been facing up to what is the real target required. Now we have a target out there that's much more realistic. I think it will be more than that target is actually required. So we're coming from a low base because for the last number of years, we haven't faced up to reality. We need to face up to it now. And that brings a lot of challenges, Ciara, in terms of funding, in terms of planning, zoning and all
that. Tell me those challenges. Funding is one. Well, a lot of it is funded by people themselves, putting the money up front and getting mortgages, but obviously state funding as well. Planning, what are the actual obstacles to this rapid delivery?
Well, you mentioned funding in relation to the purchasers buying the homes. I'm saying funding is an issue on the industry side as well, because we don't have the same funding requirement. Nor do we want the same funding requirement that we had some time back and all the issues that follow that. But the reality of the situation is that a lot of international investors came in here and provided much needed monies, despite how they were named at a time. And a lot of apartments got built because of that. But now those have gone away because of rent caps and a lot of discouragement that has happened in Ireland. But we also need funding for working capital, for development. Now, funding for working capital for development is a completely different situation. Both banks are doing some funding for development, but there is going to be a big shortfall in funding as regards the development side if we are going to deliver the targets that are now being put out there.
Okay. So funding for developers and for the industry, the construction industry themselves. You mentioned negativity and are you talking about people who are referred to as vulture funds, people are the REITs as they're called, the REITs, those types of people? Was Ireland a cold place for that kind of funding?
It was, but they provided much needed funding at a time when funding was not available. And you can't ignore that fact. We didn't have that funding, but they are interested in investment type product. And a lot of them are completely disillusioned with some of the rent caps and changes that we have made. And we've changed the rules after they engaged in this country. I'm now saying the banks can only do so much, the senior debt banks in this country. So we have a funding shortfall. Expensive funding for development means more expensive product. I, for years, have been advocating an open book here in terms of how development operates and how developers operate because, you know, we are still recovering from that period where we are always being challenged and questioned. And the reality of the situation is, that you have to have affordable funding if you're going to have affordable in product.
And I respect that and accept that. Can I ask you one last very brief question? Are you optimistic? Is there any kind of a optimism around where we're going with housing?
Well, I'm always optimistic. The reality is we now have a target that's going to mean a lot more people are going to be in housing. We have a lot of collaboration with the public sector and the LDA and housing bodies. The government are just announcing the extension of the development contributions and water charges.
Sure.
That's extremely positive because a lot of schemes that weren't viable are going to be viable because of that. So I am optimistic, yes.
Michael O'Flynn, Chairman and CEO of the O'Flynn Group. Thank you for speaking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.